Brendan, you guys are up 3 now with 4 to play in the AFC West. I mean, you got to feel pretty good after
that. Yeah, we feel great. We took this as a challenge, and we came out today and showed what we can do when we play consistent throughout 4 quarters and then throughout all three phases of the game.
When you saw, you know, you wake up today, you see it's raining, it's going to rain all day, worried at all that, you know, you guys aren't going to be able to pass the ball as well as you would?
Well, we got a quarterback who can pretty much spin it, you know, throughout all conditions. So we believed in him, and actually we joked about it kind of this week during practice. So we had our mindset on the weather condition and took advantage of it.
3 in a row now on the road, Brandon. Steve Sterling threw a bunch of road works.
I mean, what we love to do is be 100% at home. We haven't done that. We've been pretty good on the road this year, and when our back's against the wall, and you know, if we can continue to play consistent ball throughout December, then we'll be a dangerous team in the playoffs.
Just give you momentum, obviously, coming back home with the game against the Chiefs who won today.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, that's personal always. You know, the rivalry we have there, and you know, the things they did to us at the beginning of the year. You know, they're pretty much a good team. You know, the record don't show it, but we definitely have a challenge coming up this Sunday.
Gotta love seeing your guys on defense when you're on the sidelines. You stop the Jets 3 times, 4 down, they score, get another interception, win some touchdowns. Nice ones working both phases.
Well, we took it personal. I mean, 90% of the guys and coaches said what they're supposed to say as far as on the Jets side, but there were some things that rubbed us the wrong way. We heard things during the week as far as when we get here, we might as well stay on the plane. And it didn't help when we got here and the fans booed when we had guys going down. Doesn't matter if it's one guy or all 11 guys. Our fans don't do that. Our community don't do that. And we expect the same. But, you know, you can't control people. And we took it personal. And if it wasn't for the fans, maybe the outcome would have been a little different. But we thank the Jets fans for booing when our guys were down. And we definitely took it personal. And we're coming home, Denver.
What do you think about the way this team is? I mean, last 2 times on the road, you beat Atlanta and the Jets really good.
Well, we prove what we can do when we play consistent and consistent ball. And if we can continue to do that throughout the month of December, we're going to be a dangerous team in the postseason. Hats off to what we did on defense. Hats off to what we did on special teams, containing Leon Washington, who's probably the best punt returner, kick returner in the game right now. Offense, it wasn't just Jay, it wasn't just Eddie or Tony or the front or the line. Jeremy Bates, you know, this is his first season as an offensive coordinator, and he did a great job against this defense who've been shutting down teams as the Patriots and the 10-0 Titans at the time.
I know you said, you know, your quarterback can throw in any weather, but how bad was the weather? It looked pretty bad from, you know, up there with the
Well, you know, in November and December, we don't have the best weather in Denver either. You know, it's pretty cold, and sometimes it snows. So we're used to the elements, but tonight it was cold, and the rain, you know, makes it a little different. But we did a great job with ball security and coming home with a win. How you doing, Rachel? You know what? It just shows what he's capable of doing, you know, and it was a big ball game for not just him, but our ball club and our organization. And, you know, this guy's he's a franchise quarterback, and I think he's been proving that all year. You know, we had our ups and downs as a team, and he has ups and downs, you know, throughout games sometimes, but he did a great job of managing the game tonight.
Thank you.